This is the Flip Empire Show with Alex Pardo, episode 16.
The more we get into the, this is harder, but I'm going to figure it out, the more we're going to have great results because less and less people are doing that. And instead of having 40 letters that look exactly the same in the house, you're the only person showing up when that homeowner searches a specific way to find deals.
Welcome to the Flip Empire Show, bringing you the interviews, strategies, and insights for smart real estate investors. Prepare to dive into the minds of real estate's heavy hitters and gain the cutting-edge expertise you need to scale and grow your real estate empire. Your success and freedom starts now with your host, Alex Pardo.
Hey, my friend, Alex Pardo here. Excited to have you join me for another Flip Empire Show. We got David Corbelly, a good buddy of mine, on the line. And I reached out to David several months ago, and I wanted to get him on here because David is a master and a ninja when it comes to marketing, lead generation, and really the heart of the masterclass today and the content that we're going to cover is outbound marketing versus inbound marketing. And one of the reasons I think this is such a critical topic to discuss now is because, you know, I've had the good fortune of being able to connect with a lot of successful investors across the country and even people that are doing six figures plus a year, some of these six figures a month. You know, marketing continues to be a challenge in a lot of cases. And it seems to be an area of focus. Now, you know, if you're an entrepreneur and if you're listening to this, chances are you are, you want to be, you know, marketing, regardless of what business you're in, is really the heart of your business. You know, you need leads, and without leads, it's very difficult to create a sustainable, scalable business. So, I'm going to continue to pound this home because I want to see you experience massive results and have success. And you're going to need to really figure out and nail down marketing, and you need to get to a point where leads are constantly coming into your pipeline. And that's really where David comes in. I mean, David, he's a serial entrepreneur. You know, he served this country in the army for 10 years. Special elite forces. So, I mean, the guy's got a really unique background and he's got a fresh perspective that I think is really going to help you in your business here. And he's been, you know, a real estate investor, internet marketer, and he's built a lot of successful businesses throughout the years. So having said that, man, I appreciate you joining me here.
Hey, Alex, I'm happy to be here, man. I really appreciate you having me.
Yeah, man. Awesome, dude. So yeah, you know, I just gave you a really brief intro there and we talked about one of the things I mentioned there at the top of the show was outbound marketing versus inbound. Before we get into really the core of the call, maybe if you can talk a little bit about what's the difference between the two, because I think some people might be confused. Well, what do you mean exactly by outbound versus inbound marketing?
Yeah, absolutely. And as you were describing that a minute ago, I got a really good idea that I could share with people that I think will hit home. And the way it works is imagine this. Imagine a guy decides, man, I want to open up a sandwich shop. Now, doesn't have anything to do with real estate, but hey, it's a business and it requires people, right? So I want to open up a sandwich shop. So he finds a location, you know, it's a fairly busy place, and guy makes great sandwiches. He's got the best sandwiches you've ever had. So he opens up his sandwich shop and gets everything ready. It's first day, and he opens up the doors and he's so excited for all the people that are going to come flying in the doors, and nothing, right? Nothing. Mm-hmm. And he's thinking, well, what's wrong? I make the best sandwiches that there are. I know how to do this. But nobody knows about his sandwiches. So the guy thinks, oh, I'll just put a sign out front here. Let me put this sign out front and I'll get customers. So he puts one of those little A-board signs out front and says, you know, great sandwiches, best sandwiches in town, stop in here.
Yeah.
And you know what? He starts getting people in the door. One here, one there. It's most of the time like at lunchtime, people are walking around wondering what they're going to have for lunch. So he gets a couple of customers, but not even enough to pay his bills. So he thinks, I need to do some marketing. What's everybody else doing? I know I've seen, you know, ads in the newspaper and stuff like that. And I've seen flyers in my mailbox. So the guy looks into it and he starts doing some advertising, right? He does some of the flyers and the little coupon books. And so he's doing these mailings and he's spending this money on these mailings and putting his ad out there in the paper. And here's what happens. So think about this. You're at home and it's Wednesday or Thursday or whatever day your junk mail comes, right? And you go check your mail and you're looking, you're waiting for something important in the mail. And here's this pile of garbage, right? You're like, I got to go through this stuff again and throw it in the recycle. And maybe there's something important, so I better look at it. And you know what? You browse by that guy's sandwich coupon, but it's, you know, it's 5:30 in the afternoon. You just got home from work. You're not hungry or there's dinner on the table. Probably not interested in the sandwich, right? So where does it go? Recycle. That is outbound marketing. That guy is sending advertising out, and he's sending it out. He's doing what everybody else is doing. He thinks it's going to work because everybody else is doing it. Why are they doing it? It's because ad companies are calling them saying, hey, if you put this ad in our coupon book, you're going to get sales. So they contact all these businesses, and the businesses start advertising. So everybody thinks that works. Well, guess what? It doesn't work. And I just told you why. So what happens is you're chasing people on your time. You're expecting them to be ready when you are marketing to them, when that's absolutely not the case. And I'll relate that to a homeowner in just a second. So what if instead, what if the sandwich shop owner, let's call him Fred, what if Fred took a different approach and he thought, you know what? What do people do around lunchtime when they're trying to figure out where to go eat? Where do they actually look? It's not in their mailbox because they're not even home. So he does a little bit of research and finds out that, you know, there might be a website that says, you know, best restaurants in town or whatever. And people go there to look for places to eat. Or he might find out that he can get on the local map listings in Google and people actually search restaurants or sandwich shops or whatever. And he can show up when they do that. So Fred starts advertising this way. And the next thing you know, Fred starts getting more and more and more business all the time because people are actually finding him when they are ready. So they're hungry. Hey, I'm hungry. Let me pull up my Google map and search for lunch. Boom. Hey, Fred's sandwiches, best sandwiches in town. Man, it's only half mile away. I'm going to go check it out. Boom. So now I'm ready. I'm hungry. And I find the sandwich shop and I go, and guess what? I'm ready to buy. So I buy Fred's sandwich, and so does everybody else. That's inbound marketing. And the way it works with motivated sellers is just the same. So what happens is we're all sending direct mail. Does direct mail work? Sure, it does. You know, bandit signs work. All these things still work. But just like the advertising business, everybody is taught, send this specific letter in this color envelope to the list of homeowners that you find here with this much equity, et cetera, et cetera. We're all learning the same things from the same courses, from the same teachers. And what happens is you have a homeowner that has, you know, 20, 30, 50 letters that look exactly the same. They're so like, what true. In the heck?
Yep.
Right. How am I, why am I getting all this stuff? What happens when we go to, department store, TV store, and right, we just want to go check stuff out. Here comes Bob the salesman. Hey, how you doing? Can I help you? No, Bob. I'm just looking, buddy. Thanks. So the first thing you want to do is get away from Bob. It's because Bob is chasing us. That's how the homeowner feels. He's like, man, Bob just wants to sell me. How do you think the homeowner feels when he's got 40 letters that look exactly the same saying, we bought houses. We want to buy your house.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. What are all these people that are... You just think the worst, right? He thinks these guys are just scammers trying to find steal my house. Mm-hmm. Well, what if instead, you know, Sam the seller decided at 2 o'clock in the morning when he woke up that, man, I don't know what I'm going to do about this house. I'm two payments behind. There's no way I can ever make up my payments. I just need to sell it. I can't afford a real estate agent. What am I going to do? So he picks up his phone and he types in something like, companies that buy houses, or how to sell my house for cash, right? Or sell my house fast. He types that stuff into Google. And guess what? There's some people that know how to show up when he types that in. And those are the people that get Sam the seller's house, because Sam the seller is looking, Sam the seller is hungry, right? Just like the guy who wants a sandwich, Sam is ready. So he reaches out looking, and when he finds a solution, that solution is exactly what he was looking for. Everything works. It's ready, and boom, you get the deal. That's the difference between inbound and outbound marketing and why it's so different.
Yeah, absolutely. So, I mean, let's jump into inbound, because obviously it's so much easier, and I'm sure you would agree, when you have motivated sellers coming to you versus casting out a net with direct mail. And by no means am I saying direct mail is not good. We still use it. We still get deals from direct mail. But there's a difference when you send out direct mail and you're not 100% sure what's going to come back to you. You know, roughly you can gauge that you might get a 2-3% response rate, whatever it might be, depending on the list and the mail piece. But you know, there's no certainty that you're going to be able to close from a campaign. It's going to take a lot of follow-up. One of the things I've noticed, David, that whenever we get leads coming into our squeeze page from SEO or from pay-per-click, our average profit per transaction is significantly higher on those types of deals. So jumping into what you just talked about, you know, showing up on Google, whether it be through pay-per-click or search engine optimization, what are some of the ways that people can get started, whether they have, you know, if they just have a $500 a month budget or if they have a significantly larger budget? Like, what's the best plan of attack to start showing up at the top of Google?
And that's a question, a great question, because I also want to hit on direct mail definitely works, and it should be something that you do. But, you know, it shouldn't be the only thing that you do. You should never rely on one source of marketing results ever. So because, you know, something can happen and that source dries up or it stops working, and that's just life. So you should have multiple things going. Use direct mail, but use it as part of your marketing strategy, because you will get deals, you know, and you will make money that way. So you should be doing it. But when you add in things that are proven to work, like online advertising and things like that, and now it's also the inbound marketing versus the outbound. Like you said, Alex, your return on investment is higher. Your deals just pay more. And it's because you're getting the best deals then. You're not getting them, well, I guess maybe I can sell from this direct mail piece. And you're getting the, I am ready to sell. Boom, you get the best deals, the most mm-hmm. motivated sellers.
Yeah.
So what happens is there are multiple ways to show up online. And I mean, there's people use Facebook, people use Instagram, believe it or not. And then there's Google search. You know, there's so many ways to show up online. There's Craigslist, right? We got all these different tools now to find deals online. And I think there are a couple of ways to get started that are, what I like to do is start out easy and cheap and then work my way into more difficult, cost more. Because As you do things that are more difficult to do marketing wise, less people do them, because let's just face it, people just don't want to do the work, and that's good for us, right?
Yep, exactly.
So the more we get into the, this is harder, but I'm going to figure it out, the more we're going to have great results, because less and less people are doing that. And instead of having 40 letters that look exactly the same as the house, you're the only person showing up when that homeowner searches a specific way to find deals. Uh-huh. So a couple of ways that I really like that are free are, number one is Craigslist. And it is literally, there are people that, there's a lot of stuff to sift through on Craigslist for sure. And there's a lot of junk there, but there are people that are trying to sell their house there, and they're motivated sellers. So one thing you can do is go search Craigslist. I think you can put ads out there too. We really don't do that just because I think it's just so much for a homeowner to try and sift through. But we'll go search for homeowners and we'll use terms. You can actually find the area that you're searching and narrow it down. I'm in Scottsdale. Let's say, for example, I just use Scottsdale or mm-hmm. you know, Phoenix or an area around Phoenix. I could use terms in that search box and I could type in terms that like a motivated seller might use, like needs repairs or motivated seller. Or now you're going to get mixed results, because you might get real estate agents that are listing a property that says motivated seller. So you can exclude broker listings and do only buy owner listings, but use terms like that. Motivated seller, must sell now, will sell for cash, things like that. Use your imagination and you'll see that, wow, you can find some motivated sellers on there. And a big tip here, don't email them. Pick up the phone and call. And that's where pushing through that, that uncomfort zone will pay off, because when you email people, it's just, you can email 10 people and maybe get one result, or call 10 people and probably get five or six people that you talk to.
Yep.
And not saying you'll get five or six deals, but what's better, you know, getting one email response back or literally talking to five or six people. So you do the numbers. If you did that every day, you know, spent 30 minutes going through Craigslist every day, you're going to get deals. You're mm-hmm. going to get deals. It's just doing the work.
Yeah. And you know, you hit the nail on the head, David. One of the things you said, or you didn't say this, but in an indirect way you did, it's, you know, people will follow the path of least resistance. So what's easier to do, or what's more comfortable, sending an email or picking up the phone and calling? So when you can start to, you know, identify those opportunities and start to do the things that most people in your market are not going to do, that's when you're really going to start to see results. So yep. I love what you said about having a game plan of calling. You know, if you were to pick up the phone and call 30 Craigslist ads per day, you're going to succeed. It's just a matter of time if you take consistent, massive action. So I love yep. that you said that.
Yep. And it seems daunting. I mean, when you think, man, I gotta call 30 people today. So break it down and say, you know what? I'm going to call 5 and then we'll go from there. Mm-hmm. And then you get the 5 done and you'll realize that, that just wasn't so bad. And I actually talked to one guy and he was pretty cool. And I'm going to do 5 more. And you break it down into bite-sized chunks and you work through it. And by the time you're done, you're like, wow, I actually got 2 potential deals and I'm going to go see these houses. And you'll be amazed at just what you said, Alex. When you push through that, I'm a little scared to do this or this is a little uncomfortable, push through that, you'll be amazed what happens on the other side.
Yeah, absolutely. And one thing to piggyback on what you're saying, David, is, if you're listening in and you've gotten your business to a point where you're consistently doing 2, 3, 4, 5 deals a month or more, think about, you can hire somebody. Don't be afraid to give away some of your profits. You can hire someone to just do outbound calling, right? So to have somebody make those 30 calls a day from Craigslist, to skip trace a list of people, get phone numbers and just, pound the phones and contact motivated sellers or people that might want to sell. So think about how you can, use other people, leverage other people's time to do some of the things that David is talking about now. So it's not just, if you're getting started, that's one thing. But if you've gotten your business to a point where, you've already done deals and you're making money, start to put aside some of that money so that you can invest in other people so that they're able to do this. Imagine if, and David, I'd like to hear your thoughts on this, but imagine if, you hire 2, 3 people and all they're doing is just making outbound calls of people on Craigslist or, motivated sellers from different websites or skip tracing a list. I mean, I think the opportunities could be endless.
Right. Exactly. And you're absolutely right. So and that's what people forget too, is gosh, I can hire other people to do this.
Yep.
I would gladly give up whatever. I mean, what if you gave up 10% of your earnings and you never had to do any of that stuff? Holy cow, that's lifestyle there, because now all this stuff is coming in. You're not doing all that, junky work that nobody likes to do, but you're getting paid really, really well to not do that work.
Exactly.
So another way that I like for online stuff that's absolutely free is local business listings on Google. Now, people talk about Google AdWords, pay-per-click and SEO, search engine optimization, things like that all the time. That stuff is fantastic. It's also more complex. Mm-hmm. And, if you don't know what you're doing with like the Google AdWords, it's going to bite you in the butt. And the SEO, it's a lot of work and takes a lot of time. So it's definitely something that you should add on. That gets more into the cost of money, more complex, less people do it. So definitely get into that as you go. But before that, the next thing I would tackle is local business listings from Google. And people don't realize that we can put our businesses on this. We can put our real estate investing businesses on this. And what a local business listing is think about a dentist or a restaurant, or an auto repair shop. Anything where you pick up your phone or your computer and you go to your Google Maps and you type in, auto repair shop, and boom, here's all these listings for auto repair shops that are located, within a few miles of you. And we can put our businesses on there and list them as a real estate investment business, and we will literally show up on the maps. And it's changed multiple times. It went from Google Places to Google Plus to
all these
different things. But now it's called Google My Business. So Google My Business. And you can go and just go to Google and search for Google My Business or how to set up a local business listing in Google, whatever, and you'll find Google My Business. And you can set that up and you plug in all the information, you plug in info about your business, and you can make your address public or not. Some people work out of their home, so I don't want my home, listed as my business on the internet. So, but you can set all that stuff up and boom, now when people search for real estate investors or investors who buy houses, boom, you can show up in those listings. And nobody else is there. If you go do a search on Google right now and just do a search for investors who buy houses or something like that, you won't see any local business listings. You'll see pay-per-click and everything else. Nobody's doing this yet. Mm. Still. So, and it's free and it works really, really well.
David, I'm assuming that if you just Google My Business, Google has made it pretty easy for anybody to figure out exactly how to go ahead and get their business on Google.
Yep, absolutely. I mean, you just search that, Google My Business or whatever, and there'll be a number of listings, and it's going to take you to google.com/business and literally follow the instructions there. It will take you right through how to set up your local business listing right there on Google. You can put your phone number, your web address, all that stuff right there, and it's free and you'll show up. And then there's other components. Like if you think about a restaurant or a dentist or whatever, they have like the stars, right? The 5 stars, and they can get reviews. You can do the same thing. So that's something to consider. It's work to get these things done, but it's free. And imagine if you, over time, let's say 6 months from now, we're in this business for the long haul, right? Mm-hmm. Let's say 6 months from now, you have a local business listing. It's got 17 reviews. You have a 5-star rating, right? So now somebody does a search, boom, you pop up. There might be one other person that has an idea about this. So you pop up with 17 reviews, 5 stars, and this guy pops up with 1 review, no stars. Who's going to win, right?
It's a no-brainer.
That's how it works. So.
Right. Right. Yeah. And what I love about this, David, is, you know, and you alluded to this earlier, is that search engine optimization, a lot of people make the mistake that they start getting into it and they expect immediate results with SEO. And most of the time, that's just not the case. I mean, and correct me if I'm wrong, you're the expert, David, but SEO is more of a long-term play. You know, that's something that over time, you're going to get to the top of listing if you're doing the right things, but it costs money. It's not cheap, you know, especially if you're in a competitive market. And the same thing with pay-per-click. You know, you can start paying and getting leads immediately, but if you're in a very competitive market, or if you're trying to rank for certain keywords, and you know, it can get expensive. So if you don't have much of a budget, or if you're just looking to start getting marketing online, this is a fantastic way to go about doing it.
Yeah, absolutely. And you're right. So search engine optimization is a long-term strategy. And I mean, if you're good at what you're doing and the market isn't too competitive, yeah, I mean, you can get some results in 60, 90 days, but it's better to count on, you know, 6 months to 12 months before you really get good results, because it takes time. But again, it's a strategy. Start now, because if you don't start now, a year from now, you'll be nowhere. If you start from now, 6 months from now, you're going to be getting leads. So just with that one strategy, though. So pay-per-click, yeah, same thing. I mean, there, it depends on the market, but people, more and more people are doing it. I mean, we've been doing it since 2004, 2005. So we've known about this. I think, you know, we were doing this before I think anybody else in the real estate space was, because I stumbled onto it. And I think you can definitely win now with pay-per-click still, but you have to know how pay-per-click works, because other people are doing it as well. And when you're competing against people who know the same thing, you have to have an edge somewhere. And that's just being more educated about how it works. And then I can throw one more thing out there if you like.
Yeah, please do.
So one thing that we like doing is using video. And as soon as I say that, people think, oh gosh, I don't have a camera, or I don't want to be on video. And that's not what I mean at all. What you can do, there are sites out there that you can create videos on for free, or it might cost you, you know, like $3 or $5 to download the video. But you can literally create slides right on their platform and upload pictures if you want to, or whatever. So imagine there's like a house, a picture of a house. You've seen those videos where like things scroll by and it's mm-hmm. just, you know, so there's sites online that you can do this with. So you make these videos, and the first video might be like a call to action. Need to sell your house fast, or need to sell your house for cash. Call us today. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And then a couple of pictures of, you know, happy couple that sold their house, or a sold sign in front of a house. And then another call to action. And so you make a few slides, and the video is like 30 seconds long, right? And what you do is you upload this video. You create a YouTube channel and you upload this video to YouTube. And then what you want to do is link the video, you know, in the description, put a link back to your website. Uh-huh. And then also you can put the title. This is what's key, is in the title, you need to have the keyword that you're targeting. So, for example, if you're targeting people who search, let's say I'm in Scottsdale, if you're targeting people who search sell my Scottsdale house fast, the title of my video might be sell my Scottsdale house fast. And then I'd put a pipe, you know, it's that thing over there right above the, where the heck is that? It's above the backward slash above the return button. It's that pipe straight up and down. So sell my Scottsdale house fast, pipe, sell your house for cash, pipe, and then my phone number or something like that. So, but make sure that one keyword that you're targeting is in the title, mm-hmm. and then build a description that's a few paragraphs long. put that same keyword in there. Sell my Scottsdale house for fast. Sell my Scottsdale house fast a couple of times in that description. And what's going to happen is literally it can happen within 5 minutes. I've seen it happen in a minute and a half, but usually within a day, when you search sell my Scottsdale house fast, that video thumbnail and that headline and part of the description will be right at the top of Google right there. So it pops out. I mean, that video thumbnail pops out above anything else when you do a search. So people see that. And you can do this over and over and over for different keywords. Sell my Scottsdale house for fast. Stop Scottsdale foreclosure, et cetera, right? So now all these different keywords, you have different videos that are similar but a little bit different, showing up top of Google, page one, and it's got the phone number right there in the title. So a lot of times people won't even click. They'll just call the phone number.
That's awesome. I love it.
Yeah, works really, really well. And it's free, and it works really well. We have one, a stop foreclosure one that I did. I did it as an example a couple of years ago, and that thing has 22 or 2,700 views.
Nice.
Or something like that. Yeah, and that's natural, right? I mean, 2,700 people have done a search for stop foreclosure in this town that I did it in, and that has shown up, and they have literally watched that video. 2,700 people. Just one video.
That's impressive. Yeah, and this is free. That's the best part about this. So there's no excuses. It's just going to take a little bit of time and effort, and you can get one of these videos up on YouTube. And I think you touched on it, David. Is I think the biggest thing is in the description. Aside from the keywords that you mentioned in the title, make sure that you start the description with your website. That's ideally a squeeze page, because I've seen so many YouTube videos and people don't put their website and/or phone number in the description, and I'm thinking to myself, well, how do you expect them to find you?
Exactly.
So awesome. Well, listen, you covered three ways, and I know that you've put together a free resource kit and cheat sheet that's basically seven methods to get motivated sellers for free, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And I put that together just for your listeners, and they can go get that if they want to.
Yeah, absolutely. So if you guys want to check that out, I mean, you can download it for free. It doesn't cost you anything. Go to flipempire.com/commando. flipempire.com/commando, and you can download it. Seven places to get motivated sellers for free. And I mentioned this at the top of the show. One of the things you need to do is take away one, two, three things here that you've listened and learned over the last half hour and implement it in your business right away. And I think that's a perfect segue to wrapping up the show on this. David, one of the things that I always ask when I have one of these masterclass expert interviews is, what's that one piece of advice, the best thing that you can share with someone that if they were to implement it, they would see massive results in their business?
And that's a really good question. A really good question. And I'm going to say something and it'll make sense at the end. So don't take it to heart right now. And what that is stop learning. And what I mean by that is I am guilty of this too. I'll read a course or watch some videos and I'll think, man, these are great ideas. And I'll be thinking I should be taking notes, and I don't take notes, and I go through it and I think about how awesome it was. And then I go on about my day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I do nothing with it.
We're all
and then
guilty
I think,
of that.
Man, what was that? And I got to go back and dig through it. So stop learning. What I mean is don't stop learning, but as you're learning, stop and act. So just stop, take the notes, take the actions on what you think is great. So make a plan. I'm going to learn this today. I'm going to implement this tomorrow, or I'm going to do this piece of X tomorrow. And you do it, because if you don't do it, you will get nothing. Yeah. And that's the biggest thing, is just take action on what you're learning. Stop learning and start doing.
That's awesome. So what I want to challenge, what I want to challenge you to do is the video idea, or go to flipempire.com/commando, download it, take one of those seven ways, and speed of implementation, exactly what David just alluded to. Take action, put it into effect right away, and just be consistent with it and do it on a consistent basis, and you're going to see results in your business. So, David, I appreciate the time. Where can people go and find out more about what you have going on, and if they want to connect with you, potentially do some deals or anything you have to offer, where can people reach out to you?
Well, other than getting that resource kit, I mean, if they get that resource kit, like you just directed them to, that's going to put them in contact with us because we'll follow up with an email and send that resource kit. But also, if people want to check us out, they can just go to themarketingcommando.com. Lots of information on there as well.
Awesome. Fantastic. Well, hey, listen, man, I appreciate your time and hopefully you've enjoyed this show. So thanks a lot, David.
Yeah, thanks, Alex. Take care.
Take care now. Bye.
That's all for this episode of the Flip Empire Show. But we have you covered with even more expertise and resources on our website. Text EMPIRE to 67076 or head over to flipempire.com to join the newsletter and gain free instant access to our video module training course called 5 Ways to Scale Your Real Estate Wholesaling Business to 6 Figures in 6 Months or Less. For more interviews, strategies, and insights for the smart real estate investor, we'll catch you next time here on the Flip Empire Show.